Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, they are cheering the attacks on Tesla. They are cheering on the domestic terrorism attacks on Tesla and on Elon Musk. That's what this is. This is domestic terrorism. They are using violence to push their politics. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen that, the stories with the Teslas being set on fire, being shot up. You know, the very people that want to take away your guns are the people that are using guns to shoot up Teslas. Places like Las Vegas, elsewhere across the country. And then, you know, the way they're ignoring or downplaying this remarkable splashdown and rescue by SpaceX to get our two astronauts out of space. We talked about that in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. I got an email from Chris. I think Chris is in Billings. Got an email that came in last night. I know where I was, why I was there early, what I was doing, where in the room I was standing, who was also there, and what my reaction was when the Challenger was lost in 1986. I also remember the loss of the Columbia crew. Joe Biden's auto pen didn't give a crap about those two astronauts. I'm ashamed of our media for not celebrating this brilliant rescue. Your team excluded, of course. I would say NBC Montana had a nice story here. American astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore safely parachuted into the Florida panhandle after 9 months stranded in space. That kind of triggered some of the Missoula liberals. They're like, they weren't stranded. Yeah, they were. They were stranded. They were left there. That is abundantly clear. There was another NBC Montana story that I didn't get to in the 6 o'clock hour. I need to get to this one now, though. NBC Montana, I saw our friend and conservative political consultant Jake Eaton highlighting this story on X. The Missoula County Public Schools employees received an email last Friday alerting them that cuts may be on the horizon. Last year, the Missoula County Public Schools faced serious cuts, with 47 non-tenured positions cut last spring, and challenges for the district keep coming. Jake Eaton made this point. Classic. An official with the school district told NBC Montana they're currently on spring break, so nobody was available to answer our follow-up questions. Plenty of time for spring break for the school officials that now have to lay off workers or raise taxes in Missoula once again. What did Missoula do? The same thing Joe Biden did with our federal budget. Put them on an unsustainable path. They took the one-time funding from the COVID-19 hysteria and they built it into their long-term budget. So now they got to lay off more staff. Same thing Joe Biden did with our federal budget. He handed a $2 trillion deficit to President Donald J. Trump, and Donald J. Trump has to clean up Joe Biden's mess. Not only he has to go up and rescue the astronauts in space, he's got to clean up Joe Biden's mess with a $2 trillion deficit and a $36 trillion debt as well. Kat in Sydney wants to talk about the JFK files. Kat, you should call in. I haven't really been following the story. It doesn't look like
much. Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today, high temperatures will range from the lower 40s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back in the 20s. And then on Thursday, more cloud cover with some snow showers mixed with rain in Bozeman, with a few rain showers later in the day in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is House Call for Health. Two popular frozen meal brands are recalling limited batches of their products over the potential presence of foreign material. Nestle USA says the recall affects Lean Cuisine's butternut squash ravioli, spinach artichoke ravioli, and lemon garlic shrimp stir fry, as well as the Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna. The company says some consumers filed reports, including one potential choking incident, The affected products were produced between August of 2024 and March of this year, and they were distributed in retailers across the country from September of last year through this month. No other frozen meals from the brands are involved. Nestle says consumers who bought the meals should return them to the retailer for a refund. The company says it's actively investigating the source of wood-like material, but that they're confident it's an isolated issue. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, are you guys seeing or hearing anything interesting with these JFK files that were released? So yesterday, you know, another promise made, promise kept. President Trump and the Trump administration released what it said were all of the government's classified files on the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. That's according to USA Today. Got a message on the Montana Talks app from Kat in Sydney, because I threw out the question to you guys. I said, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? Because we got phone lines open right now, 294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. And Kat in Sydney said this. She says, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the JFK files. So, Kat, you should call in, because I want to hear your take on it. And then if anybody else has any interesting insight, I got to be honest, when I saw the story yesterday that the JFK files were going to be released, I was kind of like, okay. Because, you know, we saw how, you know, all the Epstein list is going to come out, and it was all blacked out and everything. And so, and I just wonder, what are we actually going to learn? What's actually going to come of these files? And sounds, I mean, here's the thing, though. Right now, there may be something really interesting in there. There's like 80,000 different files that historians are now searching through. So a lot of this will take some time and some analysis. But anyway, but if you guys have seen or heard something interesting with regard to the JFK files, or you just have thoughts on the, you know, documents finally being released, hey, definitely give us a call. I'd love to hear your take. I just have not been digging deeper into that story, because it doesn't seem like, aside from spending all day and night reading the 80,000 files myself, you know, what am I going to get from it? I'll wait until it comes out on the news update, or, you know, certainly some of the national guys like Jesse Waters and Hannity and Laura and the rest of the crew, guys like Mark Levin, they do an incredible job covering that stuff. You know, I've been kind of focusing in on Tren de Aragua arrests here in Montana and much more. All right, good. Kat in eastern Montana is on the phone lines. I'll get to her in just 1 second, or 30 seconds, more specific. Jimmy Kimmel, you know, I opened up the 7 o'clock hour by talking about how the left is cheering the domestic terrorist attacks against Tesla. They are cheering these attacks on a great American company. Of course, they probably got the communist Chinese TikTok in their pocket, and they're probably fully dressed in clothes from China, but yet there they cheer the attacks and the terrorism being directed against an American company. The Daily Caller featured, actually it was Tom Elliott who featured this via X, Jimmy Kimmel. You can hear him cheering on this domestic terrorism.
I mean, Tesla stock is way down, almost disastrously so. People have been vandalizing Tesla vehicles, new Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize. Don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. And so
Listen to those phony hypocrites cheer. Listen to the cheers of these phony hypocrites. These are the people that 2 years ago were trying to force you to buy a Tesla or another electric vehicle. And they were forcing your taxpayer dollars to subsidize rich Californians purchasing these same cars. And now here they are. Oh, yeah, get rid of that Tesla. And then you got Mark Kelly, that phony Democrat senator, who traded in his Tesla, sold his Tesla, and now he's driving a Chevy Tahoe. I love Chevy Tahoes. What a freaking hypocrite. Anyway, let's go to Kat in eastern Montana. Kat, great to hear from you. What's your take on the JFK files thus far?
Well, good morning, Aaron. You know, like you said, there's 80,000 documents that were dropped yesterday on X. And kind of like you, I'm waiting for people who have more capability than I do to sift through them. And a few things have been pulled out of those. And I'll just name a couple of them, okay?
So yeah, great.
JFK was, his life was taken by basically a small faction in the CIA, okay, and it has ties to Mossad, which proves unchecked power will corrupt, okay? I'm not calling the CIA or the Israeli intelligence agency bad by any means, so I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression, but what I'm saying is unchecked power corrupts. So then we have, so that was JFK, and I have not seen like the actual motive of why they wanted him unalived, okay? So then I have JFK Jr. Now this is very interesting because in those files, JFK Jr. wrote to, at the time, Delaware, Senator Biden and called him a traitor to the country, and not long after that, JFK Jr. was killed in that plane crash. Could be a conspiracy, I don't know.
Wait,
but it was in the file.
Plane crash, you mean the assassination, or?
JFK Jr.
Oh, JFK Jr., okay, all right.
Yeah, okay, so I thought that was interesting because that was pulled out of the files and published, okay?
So when you just mentioned Mossad and the CIA, so did you read some of the documents yourself, or what was the source that you read that gave that particular
angle? It was highlighted in a few of the documents that have been released. And so that's why I'm not going to like say there was a motive, but we're talking small factions of very, very powerful intel agencies. And I'm going to speculate, but I'm pretty sure this is what we're going to find along the lines of the Epstein files and all the files that are going to be released, okay?
Interesting. Hold that thought. Got to hit the hard break here. But, Kat, if you got more to share, stand by. We'll come back to you right after this. Phone lines are open for you as well, 294-0970.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There are several reactions one can make to the precipitous decline in birth rates in most rich countries, including our own. One is to stand, hands on hips, and decry the fact that people aren't having as many babies anymore. The other is to try to understand why and try to do something about it. The why is perhaps easiest to understand. There's a large economic penalty for women face when they have children. Call it the motherhood tax. Relative to those who have no children, women face a 40 to 50% decline in annual earnings over a 10-year period after the birth of their first child. And women know this. In countries where the motherhood tax is higher, birth rates are lower. The hit on earnings is eased a bit when childbearing starts at an older age, when women have acquired the network, skills, and experience to rise in their professions. But since fertility falls with age, this delays makes reproduction more problematic. That's why one path to improving overall birth rate outcomes relies on technology to extend the fertility window. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Chuck Schumer has been playing defense against a lava-like eruption of left-wing anger against him for going along with a Republican budget that doesn't really change much at all. As Politico says, it isn't going well. He actually spoke with pro-democracy group called Indivisible to try to get them not to sign on to a letter calling for him to step down as Senate Minority Leader. The next day, they called for him to step down as Senate Minority Leader. Now, Schumer confirming to Politico, I've had a long relationship with many groups, including Indivisible, and wanted an opportunity to explain my position, since I'll continue to work with them against the evils of the Trump administration. John Stewart just eviscerated him. There is so much pressure on him. He had to postpone his book tour. all because of this liberal backlash. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
USDA officially announced yesterday that commodity producers will start receiving their share of $10 billion in assistance under the new Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. Enrollment begins today, Wednesday, March 19th, and farmers can expect payments within just 3 business days once their applications are processed. The aid, part of the American Relief Act, helps offset losses from the 2024 crop year. Commodity producers will receive pre-filled applications based on their 2024 acreage report, but farmers who have not reported can also visit their local FSA office starting today to enroll in person. In the Federal Registered Listing, USDA lists per acre payment rates by commodity, with wheat priced at $30.69 per acre, barley $21.67, corn $42.91. As for pulse crops, dry peas will be seeing a payment of $16 and some change, lentils $19.30, with small chickpeas priced at $31.45, large chickpeas priced at $24.02, canola priced at $31.83. More disaster relief funding, including $2 billion for livestock producers, is also in the pipeline. For more information and questions on enrollment, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. I'm Wayne Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Normally I'll have our producer check in to make sure somebody stayed with us on the phone lines during the break there. But let me just check. See, Kat, are you still there? Were you able to stick with us through the break there?
I am still here.
All right, great. Thanks for sticking around. Yeah, so, yeah, I was interested kind of in what sources you were reading about, you know, with some of the insight on the JFK files that are being released right now. Andy in Whitefish sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says, I call BS on the JFK and Epstein files. So that's what Andy in Whitefish says. But you know, the hard part with stuff like this is you get 80,000 documents. Okay, I think back to last week. I interviewed the lady who's the lawyer in, you know, filing these claims against Diddy, against Sean Combs. There's a Billings lawyer with the AVA law firm, and she joined us on the show. And you know, they are operating a call center to gather evidence and to gather witnesses to go after Sean Combs, the Hollywood rapper, music producer guy. All these sexual assault cases, right? And so they fielded tens of thousands of calls, and they had to sift through what was accurate, what wasn't accurate, what, you know, and eventually it led to, I think, over a dozen claims in New York State Court against Sean Diddy Combs, right? But if the American people had been given the 10 or 20,000 different call logs, people could pick and choose and be like, oh, well, this is what happened and this is what happened. The point being is that, like, raw information, even in so-called intelligence, has to be evaluated. Like I could get information while I was out, you know, on a Target or out talking to locals in a village, and I could have somebody come to me and claim that they had information that said A, B, C, or D. But the best thing that you could do is then hand that off to somebody who actually was an intelligence professional that knew how to evaluate it, check it, see if you can get second sources, third sources, et cetera. So that's the challenge when you get 80,000 raw documents like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree, and I'm definitely not on this call going, I'm some Intel, you know, AI specialty, you know. No, that's
all right.
Saying.
Yeah.
I'm just feeding you guys what is on a few of these documents and highlighted, okay?
Yeah.
And there are 80,000, and that's crazy. And there was a document that said that it was a small faction of the CIA. Whether that's true or not, that's what this release document said, right?
Well, RFK Jr. himself believes that there were, you know, not the entire agency, but that there were elements with inside the agency that were responsible for his own father's assassination. So RFK Jr. himself has said as much. I tell you, I'm not saying that LBJ killed JFK, but if there's some guy I would not trust, it would have been LBJ. That guy was a massive racist. And he was the guy who pushed the so-called Great Society on America and turned us into a welfare state. And that's partly why we're $36 trillion in debt right now, was because of what LBJ did. And that guy was I wouldn't have trusted.
You're
that
absolutely
guy at
right,
all.
Aaron. And I just wanted to share this one last tiny little piece. There was a document that was released. It was in the files. Whether it's true or not, this is what was said in the documents, okay? That Nick Beglich and Hale Boggs was the Louisiana senator. Both of them died in an Alaska plane crash in 1972 on the Warren Commission. And in a document, it says that has a connection to the JFK case because Hale Boggs, the Louisiana senator who died in the plane crash 72 in Alaska, was pushing back on the Warren Commission and the FBI by saying that, you know, he wouldn't just use Oswald as a patsy. He wanted to look further deep into it, and that was very disruptive to the intelligence system or that small faction, okay, that's in it. And so I thought that was interesting because I've always wondered about that Alaska plane disappearance. So I just thought it's very interesting. We're going to learn more, Aaron. And
yeah, it's
so
gonna
I
be
thought
interesting
I
to watch. Yeah,
with you.
I'm interested in hearing, like, you know, the people who've studied the JFK assassination over all the years and getting their readouts on kind of what stands out to them, what they find interesting, et cetera. So I'm interested to see what the insight brings up as people across the country and all over the world, frankly, are pouring through these 80,000 documents. Kat, great to hear from you. Yeah, appreciate you telling us just some of what is standing out to you thus far. She mentioned all 80,000 documents were released on X. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard actually released a full file of all these JFK documents that have now been unclassified. I shared her post at x.com/Aaron Flint, so you can find it there if you're looking for a quick way to sift through 80,000 documents on your own as well. All right, back in 60 seconds, we'll talk like going back to Iraq. I've got a friend who was in the Minnesota Guard that got stuck in Iraq for way too long. I'll bet going to Mars, that's what it is. Oh, my goodness. But, hey, it's still pretty incredible what Elon Musk is doing here. And yet, look at the Democrats and some in the media downplay this remarkable splashdown, this remarkable rescue of these American astronauts that were abandoned in space by Joe Biden. Jesse Waters on his program last night had some great clips of Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump both saying that Elon Musk made it very, very clear. He said, look, I talked with Joe Biden. We offered up. We said, hey, we can go in. We can go up there. We can get these guys. We can get the job done much sooner. But, of course, Musk was backing Trump, and Joe Biden didn't want Elon Musk to have a pre-election victory. So those astronauts got stuck up there instead of for 6 or 7 days, for almost 300 days.
Biden let our country get invaded. He allowed men in women's locker rooms, let down kids during COVID, took forever to open up the economy. There was never any urgency. Inflation, it'll go away. There was no fight in this man. He let American hostages wither all over the world. The minute Trump's elected, they're back. This Ukraine war would have gone on forever. Biden never even picked up the phone and called Putin once. Trump spent 2 hours on the phone with Vlad today, and they hashed out a semi-ceasefire. Biden let America die and fell asleep on the beach because he didn't care.
Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer, Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, fighting for his political life, went on The View in a softball interview and said this, which is, as Breitbart News pointed out, the money quote for 80% of the GOP midterm ads.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people.
Oh, man, I'll play the full thing a little bit later here this morning, but isn't it crazy? Yeah, they think they built this, and now they don't want the government telling. My goodness. Hey, some of you are building a new home, or maybe you're just making upgrades to your current home right now. And, yeah, you worked hard to build that, right? Well, if you're doing just that very thing, or you need some new windows, let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. They've got an unbeatable deal right now, 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, easy financing, 0 down, 0 interest, and 0 payments for 12 months. That's 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation with YHIC. It's a limited time offer you don't want to miss. Again, 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. Go to YHIC.com or call 948-2836. Hey, you can...
It can be tricky to determine your payroll withholding taxes. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payroll deductions are very hard to calculate, CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
It's kind of dependent on what kinds of other expenses you have that might reduce your taxable income.
For example,
you had a salary of $100,000, but you had very large medical bills. That might decrease your actual tax liability, and so you might want less money withheld.
It's a good idea to gauge a few months into the year to see where you are and where your income will be and how much liability you'll have, and either you or an accountant can do the calculations. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, so it is Wednesday, of course, and some of you might have been wondering, back in the 6 o'clock hour of the show every Wednesday, around 6:40, we've been featuring the Speaker of the Montana House, Speaker Brandon Lear out of Savage, Montana. He is actually going to join us in coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:20. He's going to join us for the weekly legislative update because, of course, the legislature is back in action in Helena following the week-long transmittal break. So we'll get that legislative update in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we've got a great guest popping in for a few minutes for part of the 9 o'clock hour. But really, most of the second half of the show from 8 to 10 is going to be open phone lines for you. And, of course, I've got a whole lineup of stuff ready to talk about here as well. A whole bunch of stuff that we still haven't even gotten to yet. Dan Bruner out of Bozeman, who's with the Bruner Sierra Group. He's that former FBI Hispanic gang expert. I reached out to him. I'll see if he may want to join us on the show today as well. He was actually on Fox News yesterday. He was on Montana Talks before he'd ever been on Fox News first, though. But yeah, Fox News actually had him on to talk about Trinidad and Aragua and all these deportations that are going on. So I do have some of that Fox News audio that I'll want to share with you as well. By the way, speaking of like cartels and Trinidad and Aragua, you guys know it. The drug cartels have been targeting, you know, even Northeast Montana and the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. And then they had, arrests up there that took place that are believed to be connected to Trinidad Aragua. Steve in the Yak just sent me an email, and I had a couple of other people message this to me as well. As Steve says this, Aaron, any info or did you hear anything about a supposed standoff yesterday between cartel members and reservation cops and maybe the feds? Supposedly it was in Poplar, Montana. Steve says, I have no idea if there's any truth to it. Steve, I had one really good source ask me if I had heard anything as well. He wasn't able to confirm or verify anything yet. But, yeah, apparently that rumor was definitely spreading out of northeast Montana. I did just send an email to the sheriff up there in Roosevelt County to see if he's got any information on that for us as well here. But would it surprise anybody if it did happen? I mean, given everything that already has happened, right? Hey, we got a couple of great guests in studio with us right now, Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet in the house. Dr. Dale Williams, man, your remote option. I went and checked in with Jen, my diet coach, and she had a stack of stuff going out the door because there are so many remote dieters now.
Yeah, so those remote dieters, we ship the product to them, and we might have to expand our front desk area where the delivery people pick it up. Yeah, it's been going really well and getting a lot of success and more and more dieters from across the state.
Yeah, that's really cool. I can't wait to hear their stories because even if you don't solicit it, when people, you know, hear about Billings Last Diet on this show and then they actually go through the program, like they will pull you, they will run into you at the grocery store. They will call the show. They will message us and say, holy cow, I just lost this many pounds. So it's going to be great to hear all those stories. And you guys have recently launched a podcast as well. And Dr. Jordan, that's been kind of fun to help share some of these stories as well.
Yeah, we've had a podcast, a couple episodes go out now. Mostly that's educational. So we talk about the gut microbiome. Last time that should be coming out here next week or so. And talk about GLP-1s and how that kind of can correlate with our program as well. And one other thing with the remote dieters, it's neat. You know, here in town, you said we get to run into dieters all the time, and they stop in the store and say, hey, this is how I'm doing. But we don't get to do that with the remote dieters because I just don't make it up to Savage very much. Not like you, Aaron.
But Tim drops in,
that's
though.
That's right.
He'll stop in on his way to Helena to come say hi to you.
So if anybody out there right now is listening, is on the program, that's on the remote option, go ahead and message in and see. Let us know how you're doing because, you know, Dr. Williams and I, we get to run into dieters from time to time around here, but we don't get to see you when you're out remotely. So
that's where I get, doing. That's where I get to have fun. Like I go to Plentywood today, and I'll be doing the show from Plentywood from the Farm Expo tomorrow. And so, but like I was in Helena. I was doing an event in Helena, and I had one of our listeners from Bozeman come up and say, hey, I went through Billings Last Diet. He was one of your first remote dieter guys. And he was the guy who told me, he said, I lost 90 pounds. My knees don't hurt. I go for walks with my wife around the neighborhood now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is real world effects. It's not just looking good for a spring break trip. It's about being around for your kids and grandkids. It's about being able to go for a walk with your spouse. You know?
It's where true health comes from. If we get to the underlying causes of disease and lifestyle becomes the most common factor and weight is the key factor of most problems with lifestyle. So losing a little weight makes a big difference on gaining all the health that you need.
Okay. I cooked one of my favorite meals last night. And the kids are even eating the broccoli the way I cook it. So I cooked some, of course, I had some good beef, cooked that up, right? A little bit of pot roast, you know, which you can do a leaner meat option, yeah. But I did pot roast, you know, but, and then what I'll do with broccoli is I'll put it all in a big pan and throw it in the oven.
Roast it.
They have like spray olive oil or spray avocado oil. So it covers I put like the Montreal steak seasoning on it. And for some reason, even the kids like the broccoli now. So,
and that's something that's fun to see in the course of somebody going through the program is they find options that are healthy that they didn't know that they would eat and could eat for the rest of their life and feed to their family for the rest of life. And that's what makes us excited because then we see a lifestyle change that changes not one life, but it changes generations of life to come. So your kids knowing how to eat healthy is going to make a big difference for generations going forward.
So Dr. Jordan, you mentioned GLP-1s and basically, Ozempic is, but there's knockoff versions of it, et cetera. You have to like give yourself a shot every day for that, don't you? Like, I know for a lot of people, like that's it, no shots. I'm not doing the shots. But twofold here. One, you mentioned, hey, if people are taking Ozempic, they would want to partner with Billings Last Diet in that process because what I've heard is that, yeah, Ozempic reduces your appetite, but if you're not getting the nutrition that your body needs, you're going to destroy your body and you're going to destroy your muscle mass, and it could have other effects like bone loss, density, things. Whereas what Billings Last Diet does with your protocols is you help people lose weight, but you give the body the nutrition that it needs in the meantime. So for people that are doing Ozempic, you're going to want to partner with somebody so you're not wrecking yourself in the process.
Well, that's right. So our focus is a little different than most just general weight loss programs. We're focused on losing fat, not weight. And so that's why we have a specific scale that we track what you're actually losing. When you're on a GLP-1, you are going to lose weight, which is fantastic. The concern is, what kind of weight are you losing? And typically, it's a higher ratio of muscle loss than you would typically have on just a diet. And so for us, we want to focus on maintaining your muscle mass, because that messes with, don't want to get into the whole of the biochemistry of it, but when you lose muscle mass, it really can affect your entire life down the line, not just feeling, but also how you gain weight in the future, how you lose weight in the future. So if we can help you maintain a healthy, lean body mass or muscle mass while you're losing fat, then you're more likely to, one, be healthier in the long run, and two, you're not going to feel weak, fatigued, and you're not going to have, some of the side effects of different body shape images that happen when you're on those type of GLP-1s. You start to lose muscle in your legs more, or you have this kind of pencil legs, or the what they call the Hollywood body, right? Mm-hmm. That you don't want to have. And so we do have a protocol with Billings Last Diet to help those on GLP-1s to lose the fat and not just weight.
And Doc Williams, you remember this several years ago. We used to have our friend Dr. Scott Sears when he was at St. V's before he moved down to Florida. And he would join us once a week or so on the show. And I remember him saying, he said, you know what, one of the most dangerous thing is for older folks especially, but even folks that aren't that old, is just simple slips and falls.
Yeah.
That can be life-ending or life-changing. And so if you destroy your muscle mass, it's going to have those types of effects. You've now destroyed your leg muscles that are going to keep you from having those very dangerous slips and falls.
And if you think about where your majority of your muscle mass is, it's in your lower extremities, your buttock and your legs. And so,
except for that guy at the gym that only works his arms.
right.
Do more legs. Don't skip leg day.
So, So when you fall, it's a two-part problem. It's strength and agility. Strength and flexibility, which leads to agility. And so when you lose muscle mass, your primary area that you're going to notice it the most is in your buttock and in your legs. And that's where it gets your stability. And a lot of times people will fall, and if they're alone, they'll stay on the floor for a long period of time because they don't have the strength to get back up off the floor, either in the upper body or with their legs even, to push themselves up.
I have my driveway is a little bit angled. And so when I'd have the snowblower going, sometimes you'd slide down the driveway. So I was like, whoa. But luckily I still had the leg muscle to keep me up and do a little dance in the driveway while shoveling snow and plowing snow. Can you guys stick around for I got a follow-up I want to do on these GLP-1s right after this as well. So stand by, and then we'll get to your phone calls and more right after this.
At T-Mobile, our critical mission is providing unparalleled 5G coverage for when connectivity is mission critical. Introducing T-Priority, America's best 5G network experience for first responders, even in times of congestion. More capacity, faster speeds, better coverage. T-Priority from T-Mobile, built for tomorrow's emergencies, ready today. Discover more at t-priority.com.
For qualifying organizations on eligible rate plans, coverage not available in some areas and may be impacted by emergencies.
Fox News commentary.
A leftist French politician wants the Statue of Liberty back, and Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt delivered a spicy retort. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at FoxBusinessPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Monday's White House press briefing got a little spicy when Press Secretary Colin Levitt was asked about a French politician who demands the Statue of Liberty be returned over Trump's immigration policies. Well, her response was direct and to the point. Not only did she remark the statue would not be returned, she made her point even further by saying her advice to the unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. Audible gasp could be heard in the room, but shocking or not, she's correct. I'll add this subtle reminder to the folks who think they are constitutional scholars. The Statue of Liberty was a gift and an art piece. It is not a founding document. The writing on it has no authority or jurisdiction. Under President Trump, the USA will not be a doormat. Put that on a statue. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today, high temperatures will range from the lower 40s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back in the 20s, and then on Thursday, more cloud cover with some snow showers mixed with rain in Bozeman with a few rain showers later in the day in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley.
The Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gangbangers that were arrested in Belgrade and Bozeman, Montana, have been deported. They were actually on those deportation flights and sent to that prison in El Salvador. How great is that? We had audio of Senator Steve Daines on Fox News. We played it on Tuesday's Montana Talks. If you download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone,
trusted, dependable car batteries from Batteries Plus. 700 plus locations nationwide.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thankfully, Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan from Billings last night were able to stick around for just a couple more minutes. Normally, we'd already wrap up by now, but I got to ask one more thing, at least on these GLP-1s. And yeah, if you follow their Billings Last Diet podcast, sounds like they do a deep dive into the science behind GLP-1s and Billings Last Diet and different things like that. But I thought this was pretty interesting. So last week I had a lawyer here in town on the show because the New York Times wrote about how in the Sean Diddy Combs case that there's a Montana law firm that's basically helping to lead the charge to hold Sean Diddy Combs accountable. And so I had an interesting chat with Cassidy West, who's the lawyer at AVA Law. And I said, well, what other cases are you guys working on? And because apparently they're doing some big cases, you know, some of these ones that involve multiple plaintiffs, multiple clients, et cetera, multiple. And she says they've got a lot of Ozempic cases right now. And I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, and I'm not trying to just throw Ozempic under the bus, but. The reality is we don't really know what that stuff is going to do to you. That's why I like the more natural approach of Billings Last Diet.
Yeah, with those the GLP-1s, they're still fairly new. And as far as long-term effects and, you know, how the duration of how long you should be on them, and there's still a lot of question marks in there. And so, again, not taken away from the actual product because it does work and it helps people and it's changing lives. But if there's any concern about how that weight's being lost, absolutely, we can help with keeping, like I said, keeping that lean body mass, making sure we can avoid some of those known long-term effects already.
And also, 40% of the people that have tried the semaglutide or GLP-1s can't tolerate it.
Oh.
And so they can't even utilize
even
it.
Even if you want to use
it. Because of the side effects, they can't tolerate it. And so they need a way to get healthy, to lose weight. And Billings Last Diet's a good alternative.
And one thing to note that you're not changing your eating habits when you're on a GLP-1. And it's kind of like saying, you know, we're going to fix the problems but never get to the root cause. You know, it's like talking to an addict and just taking, you know, saying, well, take a little bit less of that thing you're addicted to and you'll be healthier. It's probably true in principle, but the reality is once you come off of those. If you haven't changed that lifestyle, you're going to go right back to where you were. And another thing is a lot of the providers who are providing this, they're just looking for a solution. And so if there are any providers out there that need some info, or we have studies that in conjunction with the GLP-1s, people on our protocol show that they're losing much more weight than just the GLP-1s alone, and again, the proper kind of weight. So we're doing health talks locally as well. So if there's any providers who have any questions, they can definitely contact, reach out to us, or we can even do a sit-in seminar for them strictly on the GLP-1 so they can kind of have a little bit more info. So they're,
that makes a lot of sense because, okay, so if a GLP-1 lowers your, you know, makes you want to eat less, it lowers your, appetite, reduces your appetite, okay, but if your body goes into starvation mode because it's not getting the nutrients it needs, that's why so many people plateau when they try to diet on their own, is because they're like, wait a minute, I'm doing all the right things, how come I plateaued? Well, you're probably not getting enough of the right food, enough of the right nutrition, and like for me, it's the thing my diet coach always reminds me of is I need more salt when I'm on the diet, and you always forget that you need more salt, because if you're just doing normal processed packaged foods that's normally in the food industry day to day, you get all sorts of salt already, but you need to add that in. And so there's a lot of little things that people don't realize.
And it's really easy for a provider to provide a GLP-1 or Ozempic for a patient. It's way harder to provide the information that's needed to be successful long-term, short-term on with losing the right kind of weight, and long-term with what do I do in the future when I don't want to take the semaglutide. And so we're a solution to help with that.
That's right. Dr. Dale Williams, Dr. Jordan, great to see both of you. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call right now, 406-294-6751. Whether you're in Butte, whether you're in the Flathead or somewhere else across the country, their remote option works. Just take it from our listeners like Tim and Savage. Seminar today?
Seminar today at noon, tomorrow at 6:15.
Okay, if you want to do the in-person route, or call them if you're a remote dieter and get scheduled figured out that way. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There are several reactions one can make to the precipitous decline in birth rates in most rich countries, including our own. One is to stand, hands on hips, and decry the fact that people aren't having as many babies anymore. The others try to understand why and try to do something about it. The why is perhaps easiest to understand. There's a large economic penalty for what women face when they have children. Call it the motherhood tax. Relative to those who have no children, women face a 40 to 50% decline in annual earnings over a 10-year period after the birth of their first child. And women know this. In countries where the motherhood tax is higher, birth rates are lower. The hit on earnings is eased a bit when childbearing starts at an older age, when women have acquired the network, skills, and experience to rise in their professions. But since fertility falls with age, this delays makes reproduction more problematic. That's why one path to improving overall birth rate outcomes relies on technology to extend the fertility window. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.